This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm not a fan of that forecast there, Norway, Dan.
Who has a new word of the year?
I don't know, but why is her microphone so up?
Mine is fine. It's
okay,
yours.
Thank you. It's getting some overmodulation in my head. What's our new word of the year?
I can't say it on the air.
Can you make it safe for work?
I also believe that it's a phrase and much more than one word.
I just got back from some sunshine and this morning started rooting around for my vitamin D. And because, you know, I think...
You were in Vegas. How much rain did you get?
Just the one day. First day in 296,000 days it rained there. But I would urge everyone, talk to your doctor, talk to your pharmacist. We are generally, statistically in the Midwest, always very low on vitamin D. And if you're starting to feel like ragey or exhausted or like you don't want to get out of bed or you want to smack someone with a ball peen hammer, like have your vitamin D levels checked, because as we, you know, get through this third or fourth blast of winter, I think now is the time where you start seeing things like unchecked road rage.
When you get caught with a ball peen hammer, that's a good excuse for the cops.
Yeah, it is.
I'm lacking vitamin D.
Yeah. I told you this story before. I was speaking to a nurse who worked in Texas her entire career, and then she moved here. And she said one of the weirdest things is in Texas, we didn't even check for vitamin D levels. Everyone's vitamin D levels are normal. And then you come here, and she goes, y'all don't have any here.
So I went to the store the other day, CVS, and I was thinking about getting some vitamin D supplements. And it says vitamin D3, and I didn't bring my glasses, so I couldn't read it. The stuff they write on the side.
Yeah.
Is vitamin D3 really just vitamin D?
Well, D3 is vitamin D. That's what you want.
Well, then why don't they just put vitamin D on it? Why do they have to put a 3?
Because we do have regulations when it comes to vitamins and labeling and things like that.
So I didn't end up buying it because I thought, well, this might be different than real vitamin D.
No, that's
and I might grow
stuff.
A third eye.
You could look it up on your phone in your hand.
We didn't have his glasses.
Again, no glasses,
so we had to ask somebody younger to use the phone.
Okay, I see what we did. By the way,
I take vitamin D every single day, and if you are going to take vitamin D, you also need to take potassium so that it will stick.
Is that true, Dr. Sam? Where did you learn that? On the internet?
Sure, I did research.
Okay. So if you take vitamin D, you have to take potassium.
Yes, it helps it stick.
And by the way, we do not give out medical nor health advice on the show.
No, but we will reiterate things like, I hate winter, it makes me feel stabby, and I need the sun to come back. Yesterday.
I will say the roads were much better today than they were when I drove home last night.
Freeway speeds out there today.
Yeah, last night was one of the worst nights of my life, and I have a story.
It looks like a scene out of Star Wars.
We were literally, like on the
blowing,
planet Hoth.
Yes, whatever that is.
That's the beginning of Empire Strikes Back. Mm. And on the planet Hoth. And we're basically last night on Shawnee Mission Parkway making our own lanes. I am gripping 9-3.
Yep.
Holding on for dear life. I'm in T's truck, not my car. And I don't want to get her car in a wreck. So we finally get, Sam, you know the street. Dan, I think you do too. There's that windy little two-lane road that leads to my house.
Yeah.
Out in Western Shawnee.
It's the heated road, right?
It should have been, but the heater's broken.
Oh, okay.
So I turn right onto this road, and it's very windy, very turny, and it is still snow-packed, but it's like a mile to the house. And I literally turned, and I go, whew, you made it. And I thought, I'm good for the home stretch. I'm about a third of the way home on this road. I look in my rearview mirror. And keep in mind, it's one lane this way,
yeah.
One lane that
way. Oh, yeah, I'm aware.
I look in my rearview mirror, and there is a souped-up Toyota Corolla.
That's all you need to say.
Black, with its headlights off,
mm-hmm.
and whoever is behind the wheel is jerking the wheel left, jerking the wheel right,
yep.
going down the road, going whoosh, whoosh, like he's slalom skiing mm-hmm. down the road. And I started to pray to God. And I said, God, please don't let them hit this truck. Please don't, because I'm going like 25 at a 30, what's normally a 30 on a clear day. And I said, God, please don't let them hit this truck. And they're going about 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
No lights.
Yep.
No nothing.
Yep.
Fast and furious.
Yes.
World needs organ donor, Scott.
And they pull up next. Finally, as they got closer to the truck, they slow down. Then they pass me on this curvy two-lane road. I look down from the truck. And it's two teenagers with the windows down.
Oh, yeah.
In 0 degree weather.
Mm.
And they look at me like I'm the crazy one.
They probably were saying out loud, out of the way, boomer.
Out of the way, old man Parks.
So
what did I tell you on the phone?
That's exactly what
you told me
said.
That story. I said, now, Scott, when you were 17 and you were packing the ripped jeans
yep.
in your backpack so that you could change in the car because your parents would not let you wear ripped jeans.
That's a true
did
story.
You ever think that you'd be this old?
No. So I looked down at them, and I gave them the middle finger.
Oh, you did not.
Yes,
that's
I
how
did.
You get shot.
First Amendment rights.
That's right. And I screamed out, blank you. You blanking.
Improper hand signal.
That's exactly right. Then they get in front of me, and they start doing it again. And then I started to pray for whoever's coming the other way around the corner.
What you should pray for is that someone have an appropriate conversation about someone tricking out their Corolla.
Speaking of improper, it is vitamin K, not potassium. You need vitamin K with your vitamin D.
Okay. Yeah, that's why potassium. We shouldn't be talking about vitamins yeah. or medicine on this program. Funny side note story, by the way. Everything is shut down today because we're all about to die from the cold, except one fine institution to our west that is not the University of Kansas. I don't know who makes the decisions in that new city that has come into my life.
Manhattan.
West of Topeka.
Well, KU's basketball team is certainly shut down.
Okay, I just knew someone was going to go there.
I literally have that story right in front of me.
They made those poor babies.
Oh, my God.
Go to school yesterday and today.
At UCM, Maya's in class right now.
Why?
Because they got to get a education.
It's too cold.
Here. We walked through the snow to get here.
I walked from a heated garage into, like, parked, 20 feet from the door and straight into the building. I'm going to be honest. I do not think they certainly should not have had class yesterday. Today, there's at least sunshine.
Well, and the roads are clear.
Why?
Because they have snow days. If you're going to use a snow day, this would be the week to burn it.
Go ahead.
As someone who paid for his own schooling, anytime they canceled, I was very upset. I paid you a ridiculous sum of money to show up and teach me things.
And
be there.
And university is a place where young people go to learn how to transition into adulthood and to take on responsibility.
Well, this adult ain't going out in the
world.
Cold. And you know what? I don't think they
you
should make their staff. I don't think they should make their staff be outside either.
They're not. They walk from the car to a toasty, warm little office
you
where they
saw
have tenure.
How bad the roads were yesterday, Scott. You cannot defend going to class yesterday.
I could not defend going to class yesterday.
Today, all right.
But thank you, Texter. Try going to UNL, University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Whatever it is here, Take off 20 degrees in the winter. That's what it is
And they're
Lincoln.
Going to school.
I remember going to class in Lincoln on days where it was so cold, there was snot freezing coming out of my nose.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God.
There are places in this world where elementary school kids get up and trudge through the snow.
I mean, I would
to go to school. Alaska, yes, Dan.
Norway, Japan.
I went to elementary school in Alaska. I don't remember ever getting a snow day.
There they just call them days.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice.
You're welcome.
And you're stronger for it.
So, Dana, tell us what happened last night with the KU basketball program. Or I can.
I'm not sure what's going on. I saw Coach Self's quote that we all just need to get away from each other. Did you see that quote?
No.
Do you think his cardiologist is having their own heart attack?
What is happening?
This season's a turd. They're 17-9. They were ranked 23rd going into last night's game. They will not be ranked 23rd when the new poll comes out on Monday.
Is it possible just teams sometimes just they're not...
They don't gel?
They're not gelling.
There's no cohesion.
There is not. They right. need to shuffle that deck.
They're well over 500, so, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
They're 8-7 in the conference.
Well, that's it's over 500.
Good. It's not good. You know why? It's because they make those kids go to class when it's cold.
They didn't go to class. Oh. KU didn't have class yesterday.
K-State's basketball team is doing just fine.
I've never been in a position to have to explain this, so I don't know what to say, Scott.
It's bad.
I know.
We turned on the game last night after Wheel of Fortune. We turned on the game last night and immediately turned it off.
I watched probably the first half of the first half before I decided that I appreciated my heartbeat slowing down.
They were down 38 points at half, were they not?
It was a lot.
It is tied for the worst loss in the Bill Self era.
By the way, from the text line, 1982 ice storm, Kansas State University, half an inch of ice everywhere. We went to class.
I remember that ice storm.
K-State don't play.
It's a challenge. It's almost fun.
Oh, Dan.
K-State don't play.
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
913-586-7798. Sam, Dana, my name's Scott. That guy over there is Dan here on KMBZ. So we have some breaking news out of Clay County, Missouri. This is from the prosecutor's office, Zach Thompson. You may recall last week, I believe it was on Friday, Andrew Lester, in a very weakened state, he didn't look well at all. He's the man who
shot
Ralph Yarl.
Twice, once in the head and once in the arm.
Ralph Yarl had knocked on the wrong door in a Northland neighborhood to pick up his siblings. Ralph Yarl came to the door with a gun and shot. Came to the door with a gun and shot Ralph Yarl twice, once in the arm and once in the head.
Mm-hmm.
His mother, Ralph Yarl's mother, in a story last week, she spoke with, I believe it was NBC or ABC, said that her son has not been the same since. He's recovered and he's doing fine, but he hasn't been the same since. And she was not particularly thrilled, the way I read the story,
with the plea deal
that Andrew Lester got. Let me get to the chase here. Andrew Lester has died, according to the Clay County prosecutor. Let me read from this statement. It is two paragraphs long. The dateline is Liberty. We have learned of the passing of Andrew Lester and extend our sincere condolences to his family during this difficult time.
I'm going to stop you right there.
I knew you would.
Look. You know, I appreciate what the prosecutor's offices do around this town. And I don't know that there's a prosecutor that would have wanted that case. Honestly, it dragged on far too long. Far too long. And I think there are times when someone dies, you just state that they have died.
There's more if you want.
I'm going to be honest here. The sincere condolences has thrown me for a loop here.
There's more if you want.
Lay it on me.
While the legal proceedings have now concluded, we acknowledge that Mr. Lester did take responsibility for his actions by pleading guilty in this case. Our thoughts remain with both families affected by this tragic incident as they continue their healing process. Mr. Lester was previously scheduled to appear before Judge Chamberlain on March 7th, 2025 at 10 o'clock in the morning for formal sentencing after entering a guilty plea to the felony of assault in the second degree. I said to Dana right before we came on the air, we learned about this during the commercial break. And Sam got the press release from the prosecutor's office. There are occasions when you just simply say, Andrew Lester has died.
This concludes the legal proceedings.
And maybe remind everybody what he was convicted of or pled guilty to in this case. This is a man, keep in mind, who, and I know it's a little early to speak ill of the dead, but this is a man, when a young black kid knocked on his door, he came to the door with a gun and shot him.
Through the door.
And then claimed self-defense because he was fearing for his life.
The kid had knocked on the wrong door to pick up his siblings. He was a block off.
Yeah. Same house number, one street away.
Our thoughts remain with both families affected by this tragic incident. There is only one family that is affected by this tragic incident, and that is the family of Ralph Jarl.
Now, regarding the length of this process and the fact that it took 2 years to get to a plea deal of any kind, 2 years to get to a trial, is not at the hands of the prosecutor. It's at the hands of whichever judge was tasked with ruling on whether or not he be given a mental evaluation.
Yes and no, Sam. One of the things I read that Ralph's mother had said was to drag this out for 2 years. Okay. And then at the very end go, okay, I plead guilty, I did it, was sort of a slap in the face to Jarl's family. Like it almost looked like
they were waiting for him to die.
I don't want to compare this to the Roger Golubsky case, but in that one regard, it does almost look like we're just waiting for him to die. Because in court during the plea, he looked half dead.
Oh, clearly.
He didn't even look up. He just said, yes, sir, no, sir.
I don't know if he had the ability to look up.
Yeah.
He looked like he was near death. I thought that the other day when they showed his pictures on TV.
And I certainly understand the feeling of it feeling like a slap in the face.
I just, was there ever an acknowledgement, not that you could say anything that would make any of this okay, but was there ever an acknowledgement from Mr. Lester or his attorneys that this was a horrifying wrong, that I'm sorry that this happened.
Other than
that,
I have shattered
the life of this young man who will never go to a door again, ever. The therapy it would take for you to get over that, right? And that's before we even bring the conversation of race into this. I don't like the extension of sincerest condolences here. I don't.
Somebody says his family didn't murder anyone. Well, neither did Andrew Lester. He didn't murder Ralph Jarl, but he shot him. And we can only presume now, because there will be no sentencing, there will be no testimony from his attorney, or certainly not from Andrew Lester, as to why, but we can certainly guess. And I understand that his family is probably in mourning today. But when someone commits a crime that is clearly this heinous, I want to be careful with my words here. I don't know that you necessarily, you don't have to, say, well, we're glad he's dead. Now we don't have to proceed to sentencing. But you don't need to go over the top, Mr. Thompson, with respect, and have your office say, we offer sincere condolences to the family of Andrew Lester, who shot a young black child through the door of his home because he, quote, feared for his safety. Why did he fear for his safety? Because he was black.
This was one of the quotes from the family this last week. Lester's plea does not erase Ralph's trauma or the deeper injustices that made this tragedy possible. The fight against systemic failures and racial bias must continue. We call on our communities, leaders, and justice system to turn this moment into lasting change, ensuring no life of a child is devalued because of the color of their skin. I would ask Ralph and Ralph's family, what did justice look like to you?
I don't think they got it.
And that's my point. Is justice sending a feeble 85-year-old man to jail for 3 years or 7 years or suspend? Like, is that justice? Or would the acknowledgement of what he did have been the bigger justice for the family here, Scott? I won't say bigger win. There are no winners here. But how about you just say, I did this, I shouldn't have, I'm sorry. And they're never going to get that now.
Is it not typical to discuss a plea agreement with the family of the victim or the victim themselves prior to reaching said agreement?
Yes. And the prosecutor's office says that was done both verbally and in written form. I do think there was some heads up that this was coming, that there was going to be this plea deal. You know, and
there was. We were given a day's heads up.
Yeah. To the prosecutor's office point, I suppose. What good is a 30-year sentence for a man that has one foot in the grave already? But that's not up to us. What does justice look like in this case? You have to ask Ralph and his family. That's their call. That's not our call.
Well, I don't think they got it, to repeat myself. They got an old man to plead guilty to second-degree assault who was likely going to get I think the common wisdom was he was going to get probation and time served. And go home. Just don't shoot anybody through the door again that happens to be black. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the text line, somebody writes in, let me go back and find it here. Why does nobody ever talk about how the man, I'm not aware of this, but it sort of rings a bell, had been robbed twice in his home, once when he was gone and once when he was there, and that never comes up and in everybody's discussion. Maybe he did fear for his life. You put yourself at a home at dark at his age. I don't believe it was at dark, by the way.
Then don't open the door.
Ralph Yarrow went to the home in the afternoon.
It was 10 p.m.
Oh, it was 10 p.m.
Yes.
Then I stand corrected.
9:52.
Then I stand corrected. Thank you, Sam. Then don't answer the door. Pull a Scott Parks. Don't answer the door.
Okay, so here is one reply on Twitter from a law professor. Ooh, and former judge. The legal system works best when we extend respect to all, including criminal defendants. Here, he writes, the defendant has died. His family members, who committed no crime, have lost a loved one in jail. Why not have compassion and send condolences while also prioritizing the victim's interest?
Because it seems to me that you, by reading that statement from the prosecutor, and is this professor or judge, whatever, actually writing about this very specific case?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it almost seems like you're elevating Andrew Lester. And I understand the point that the judge is making. We're expressing our condolences to the families who have lost a loved one, even though he was now a convicted felon and his actions were deplorable, to say the least. But I think it would have been better received if there was more attention to the Yarl family. And then later on in the story or in the press release, you say, we also would like to extend our condolences to the family of Andrew Lester, and not put them on the same plane, so to speak, as if they were equal in the mind of the prosecutor's office. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think we lead with sensitivity to the victim.
That's what I'm saying. Andrew Lester has died. He was convicted last week in the shooting of 17-year-old Ralph Yarl 2 years ago in the Northland, blah, blah, blah. We are keeping our thoughts and prayers with the Yarl family or the family of Ralph Yarl, blah, blah, blah. Next paragraph, we would also like to extend our condolences to the family of Andrew Lester, who have lost someone that they cared about. End of story. Sign your name. Send it off to the press. Let's be done with it. Herschel in Harrisonville. Herschel, hello.
How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My biggest beef with this, and this is coming from my heart myself, because my sister was killed from an idiot hitting her head on. And even though if he hasn't died yet, not no luck. But anyway, even if he passed away, I would have no problem with somebody giving the family their condolences and everything, equal time, everything. And that's the biggest problem here. I think you guys really devalued human life. And the victim here is the older gentleman that had been traumatized and everything. He's as much a victim as the young man. The young man through his door and everything that night was a victim of the people that had terrorized this elderly man several times prior to there.
You're saying he's paying for their sin?
I am saying he is a victim of the other people's action. That put the elder man as a victim.
Herschel, you couldn't be more wrong. You've got to flip that around. Ralph Yarl was the victim of built-in bias and racism.
I don't care if you're black,
you can't have it both ways.
Yellow, whatever. If you come to my door at 10 o'clock at night, right, and do not acknowledge, and if he's picking up his sisters or nieces, whoever he was picking up, they had called him. Everybody's got a cell phone. Why didn't he just call and say, I'm here, come on out?
Herschel, the shots were fired before he ever even knew who was at the door. I hope you don't ever have DoorDash delivered to your door.
And let's Herschel, before you respond, and you're welcome to, remember, this is a talk show. We talk to each other, not over each other, okay?
That's why I quit screaming.
Okay, continue.
To let her talk.
You
I'm
mentioned
pretty passionate about this.
You mentioned in your first two or three sentences that the opinion that Dana and I have, and we share the same opinion, I believe, we are devaluing human life. That was your term, devaluing human life. Were we devaluing it any more than Andrew Lester was?
His was a spur of a moment, bad mistake, bad instinct.
Why are you making excuses for him?
You premeditated your thoughts and stated them. And you said that his family did not deserve sincere condolences.
That's not what we said. We said that should be a secondary paragraph in a press release.
If at all.
But why are you so defensive of Andrew Lester?
because I believe he was a victim here.
Oh,
he should never been charged.
Oh, hey.
For shooting a child through the door on his front porch?
Herschel, I can hear.
As I said.
Herschel,
earlier.
I was speaking first. I can hear 99% of our audience screaming at their radio at you. I'm going to give you one chance
to
tell
that
us to say that he should not be charged and explain that. He shot a defenseless young 17-year-old black boy who was standing outside of his door by mistake.
Okay.
Now, why should he not be charged?
Why he should not be charged for the circumstances in the 5-6 months prior to this young man coming to his door by mistake, he had been harassed at least twice, or robbed at least twice.
Not by Ralph Jarl.
It doesn't matter who was there.
Okay, I got to let you go, man. I can't. You're literally raising my blood pressure. I've never heard anybody in the 17 years that I've been doing this show be more wrong than you.
And you wonder why there is so much anger out there.
He shouldn't even be charged?
When it comes to the system and how it handles cases involving race.
Herschel, I've got to think that you know you're wrong.
If you also truly believe there should be no charges, I'm going to say this again. I hope to God no one you love is a DoorDasher.
Or knocks on the wrong door.
Or an Amazon delivery driver. I truly hope that in your family, no one has that job. That there would be an unexpected knock on the door. And that you want to live in a world where there should not be charges when something like this happens.
Mike in Topeka. I'm almost afraid to go to any more calls. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. I actually hadn't planned on calling in until I heard that last caller, because that's just absolutely asinine. For those who don't know, I'm a big Second Amendment guy. Over. I'm all sorts of into self-defense stuff. And I don't care how many times, if someone had robbed this man every day, every month, for a year, it would not change the individual incident. I can understand saying that, I'm a little on edge because this has happened before, but that gives you no right in that moment. When your life is in danger, you have to know what is actual danger and what is only perceived danger. And if you have a barrier between you, like, I don't know, a door that you have to shoot through in order to hit the person, then your life is not in danger. Bottom line, period. End of sentence. Like, that's all there is to it. His life was not in danger. And the fact that he was unable to properly identify what was a real danger and what was not a real danger absolutely means that he should have been charged, because he did something wrong. He shot a kid when he should not have shot a kid. Bottom line, that's all there is to it.
Mike, thank you for restoring my faith in humanity and reminding me that there are still some clear-minded people in this world. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oof. Coming up next, abortion. After that, was Jesus Lord?
Or just a prophet?
913-586-7798. What do you think?
Well, we've done guns today. Maybe we'll talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I don't know if we're going to have time. Mary Beth in Shawnee. Mary Beth, hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you. Please don't ruin that for
stopped.
Us.
I just had to scream before I got on the air listening to that complete imbecile call in and talk like that. I don't know how you guys do it, but I have a little different take than that idiot did. My brother was killed by a serial killer a few years ago.
Oh.
And it was in 2017, and we're still waiting for trial to happen in Kansas City, Missouri.
We're aware of the case that you speak of, and I'm sorry for your loss.
So sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I can't speak for this young man's family. My heart goes out to them and what they went through and what they still are going through. But I know in my heart, if this were my brother's killer and he dies in prison or in jail, I'm fine with that. And I know that there's no justice through the justice system for them. But for me personally, I want him dead. I mean, my brother doesn't get to speak or wake up and see the sun or talk to anybody or see his grandchildren. But his murderer is still alive, taking every single breath. So, again, I'm not speaking for this family because I don't know how they are, you know, how they feel, but...
No, but Mary Beth, thank you for echoing how I think I would feel. And I thank God I am never in that position, have not been in that position, and I'm so sorry that you are. But I, you know, my immediate thought would be, good. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That being said, does an apology make things better or some acknowledgement that you have done this to this young man? They're never going to get that now. They probably weren't going to get that anyway.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go at kmbz.com. Okay, these scientists have got to stop. Remember we were talking about the asteroid?
I believe it's called a city-killing asteroid, Scott.
City killer, that's right. The city killer asteroid at originally was like a 1% chance of hitting the Earth in December of 2032. Yesterday, they came out with a new projection. It was 2.6% chance of hitting the Earth. They have just upped that to a 2.8 to a 3.1% chance of hitting the Earth.
Now, I'm the resident skeptic here on the program. I'm Mr. Conspiracy. I get that. Is NASA at risk of losing funding?
Right now, probably.
Because if you are, and you need to make sure that you're vital.
What do you want to bet percentage-wise if you ask people, do you want to know what the percentages are that a city killer asteroid is going to hit the Earth? Like, would you want to know? I would rather probably not know.
Well, as we talked about last week, if there were a real chance of, you know, say Denver being destroyed by an asteroid, you know, the last thing they're going to do is tell Denver because it would cause mass mayhem.
Well, it's not just. I'm sorry.
May
did
what?
You just say
mayhem?
Mayhem.
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 Okay, we're going to have to break that down now.
Mayhem? Do you want me to say him?
I do, because that's how it's properly pronounced. That's
mayhem.
Did you say mayhem again?
I'm saying mayhem. You say it.
Mayhem.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying mayhem.
Stop. You're saying ham.
We both stopped and looked at each other as soon as you said it.
Carnage. Is that better?
No, I want to go back to mayhem, Sam.
Is that ham you eat in May?
Oh, my God.
What do you do? I'm a ham radio operator.
What's for dinner tonight, Dana?
Ham.
You know what really irks me, though, is the word assault. Because why it's
deflect.
Pronounced
no.
assault,
do
I don't know.
No,
it's not pronounced assault.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's pronounced assault.
There's
no,
even
it is not. It's assault.
Okay.
A character
are you drunk?
In one of the
it's
insurance.
Yes.
Yeah,
protect
mayhem.
You against mayhem.
Mayhem. We're saying the same thing.
No,
are you guys
not.
Drunk?
Mayhem.
Mayhem.
No, Sam.
No.
I'm gonna because Dan is coming in. I want you to rewind the tape to the very first time you said it when Scott and I were barely paying attention to what you were saying.
And Dan, I know you listen to the show out there in the newsroom. Did he say mayhem?
Well, I'm gonna need a crane. To draw this out now. Mayhem.
Mayhem.
We're where?
Because we know, because we speak English.
And I were barely paying attention, and we both looked at each other at the exact same time, like the dog doesn't understand your command.
Huh? I mean, you guys can nitpick it if you want to, but there's really no difference.
I'd cause like you to.
Mass mayhem. Mayhem.
Is that the tape? Wait.
That's the one.
That's right. The one. Go back.
Cause mass mayhem.
Well, it's not.
Play it through where we catch on what you just said.
I pulled exactly what you asked me to pull. Oh.
Sometimes things are said a little off than how they're normally
pronounced. But he defended
it,
Dan.
It's usually me. Well, honestly.
With crown.
Yes, that's
and then
true.
I say deering
crown,
instead of during.
Well,
over the years, there have been some whoppers. And I feel like if we're going to rank.
Lajola. Lajala?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to yesterday.
Let's make fun of me from yesterday so we can deflect from your mayhem.
I feel like...
I think you guys are stretching on this one.
If we were
I'm just
going
to be honest.
To rank those of us on the show...
Dan, you're looking at me.
...most often get in these predicaments.
It's
Scott,
you.
You come in first.
No.
Yes, you do.
So a couple of months ago, I was given a challenge to taste test something I had never eaten before. It's called Spem. And I did, and I didn't like it. I thought it was kind of chalky tasting.
Did it cause mayhem on your digestive system?
The Spem caused mayhem on my colon.
Sam, you know we love you.
Whatever.
We tease because we love, bro.
Whatever.
Oh, all right, speaking of insurance.
How's your hemstring?
I pulled a hemi. When we get back, how many of you actually read the volumes of paperwork sent to you by your home or auto insurance carrier? You know, you get that packet every 3 months or 6 months that there's some change. I've never read that once. I look at that and my eyes go, bleh. Today I looked at it and there is a page in here that was kind of hidden in the back that if you are an Uber person, I'm going to say either a rider or a driver, and I don't care what insurance carrier you have. Yeah. We're going to talk about it straight ahead.
All right, news coming up in 2 minutes. She's Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. That is Sam Stevie. You're on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.